Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, here's a tweet from Pete Thamel, who writes 5 minutes ago, sources. The tenor of the Pac-12 president's and AD's call last night was frustration and surprise. Moving forward, the league is prioritizing who is in and can be counted on to recalibrate the league, which is on the cusp of a TV negotiation. So, I mean, you would have to think that that is their primary goal. All right, who else is leaving? There were stories being tweeted out last night that at this point haven't amounted to anything, but that Oregon and Washington had applied to the Big Ten for membership. This has not been confirmed. This has not been, by any stretch of the imagination, there's been no more reporting on it, so it might have just been social media rumor crap. At the end of the day, those schools, and I like some Pac-12 schools. I think the Pac-12 is cool. I've enjoyed watching Pac-12 football, and there was always sort of this Big Ten Pac-12 relationship. But you know, the bottom line is things are changing. If the Pac-12 wants to survive, I mean, they need to call up like BYU and Boise and say to BYU, get out of your Big 12 contract. That's why I said at the beginning of this, Gator, my 30,000-foot view is a year ago, 2 years ago, my biggest complaint is they should have taken a deep breath, said, all right, if we're moving towards mega conferences, whether it be two or four, or I guess even three, as you suggested, we need to talk about what makes the most sense. What makes the most sense, and still hang on to the student-athlete dynamic. Because the universities are schools, right? Mm-hmm. They expect their students to go to class. But if you are USC and UCLA, and you've just joined the Big Ten, and understand why, like they've done it for money, they're between all their non-revs, they're going to have to make 250 flights east to play games. And Michigan and Michigan State are going to have to fly. Each team is going to have to fly to LA once. But all of those teams to go on the road, and all their parents and their support staff have to hop on planes and fly, what is it, minimum 3 hours to Nebraska, the closest, a three-hour flight? Maybe it's 2.5. I don't know what it is. But it's, that's to me, sounds borderline unsustainable, to be honest with you, and still be a, quote, student athlete, which is a model that you could scoff at, and I know many people do, but that's what they still are, is student athletes.
Yeah, they still are, but that is obviously it's changed dramatically. I'm just looking at the Big 12 is now the Big 10 because they only have 10 teams. And the Pac-12 is now the Pac-10. They only have 10 teams. So there's 20 teams between them that are left. Do you divvy those guys up? Does the Big 10 raid some of those teams and then the rest are kind of left over to create another conference with other teams from other conferences?
If I was put in charge right now, okay, if I were made the czar of college football, I would come in and I'd tell the Big Ten and the SEC, all right, stop. And I would tell the Pac-12 and the Big 12 to get together and talk about doling them out and see what makes the most sense. Like West Virginia to the ACC makes sense. So I'd say to the Big 12, okay, even if you are the one that continues – and you assume most of the Pac-12, let's be wise about this. Give West Virginia to the ACC. And then...
So that would be a 15th team to the ACC.
Yes. And then, you know, you might have to figure something else out there if you want. But then the Pac-12 and the Big 12 figure out who is going to be in the surviving group and then where those that don't fit in there end up and call it a day and have four conferences. But that's if I were in charge. And it would be, I think the dynamic of having four major super conferences makes sense, but who knows?
Actually, you know, I kind of misspoke. It's the Big 12 is actually going to go on being eight because I forgot that Oklahoma and Texas are going to be gone. So
they're adding Houston, Cincinnati, BYU. And
it's just a lot.
I forget. Is it UCF?
There's a lot of math going on with a lot of teams. But I was just wondering if it's, you know, which conference is salvageable? If you're going to make a three-power conference system and you got the Big Ten, the SEC, and then a third conference, does it make more sense to divvy up some of those teams to the Big Ten and that are in the Big 12 and the Pac 12, and a couple of teams from the and a couple teams from the ACC going to the Big Ten, and then much of the ACC going to the SEC. So you get rid of ACC, and you combine the other two, whatever's left after some rating.
It's almost like there's a Southeast, a Midwest, and a West. If that were the case, if that made the most sense, USC and UCLA shouldn't be in the Big Ten. Like this deal should get immediately nullified and they should start all over. But there is no czar overlooking it. And so this thing's being pieced together like a house that got an expansion in 93 and expanded again in 2011 and expanded again in 2018, like the Big Ten. And you've got these weird, an expansion off the bedroom and the family room and den has been expanded and you had a renovation in the kitchen and they don't really match.
Because decorator.
They were all done at different times, but it's really, really strange times. But let's get back to your open line calls. Anything on your mind? Fair game. JT is in Southfield, and he is next. Hi, JT.
Hey, guys. Good afternoon.
What's up?
All right. So a couple of things I want to touch on. I want to touch on the Pistons situation primarily, but real quickly, Gator, you guys were talking about how, you know, all of a sudden – you have a guy making, you know, $1.5 million and another guy's getting like $15,000. Well, when Spencer Torkelson or Casey Mize or, you know, Riley Green walked into their clubhouse, they were millionaires, and they have people in there that'll never make that kind of money.
Right.
So, you know, that happens in other sports too. Also, you know, and I heard Pat Forty talk about this, that there are people jumping off the bridge talking about the kind of money that these guys are making with NIL money. And the only thing it is the underground economy has become above ground. So that's not new. I mean, I went to school with some of these kids in high school and seen their lives change when they committed to a major college.
Yeah, so, I don't. It doesn't bother me that they're at this point. I'm resigned to the fact that student athletes are getting paid, and that's fine. Get what you can. If you're going to sign some major NIL deals, go for it.
Here's the major problem. The major problem is, all these states have different laws. So in different states, like, it's breaking state law. Michigan and Michigan State cannot offer NIL deals as an incentive. It's against state law. And I've heard that boosters want to help, but they don't want to break laws. They don't want to end up in court. In other states, JT, they can make offers. And so that we need universal rules to make this thing work,
but
right?
But players are already getting NIL deals at Michigan and Michigan State.
Players, once they're here.
Yeah.
It's incentivizing. You can't sign an NIL deal, agree to an NIL deal you're here.
Gotcha.
Sorry, JT, go ahead.
Okay. No, I was just going to say, because I know Blake Corum and was it McCarthy or...
Yeah, you can do it once you're a student athlete. It can't be used as an incentive according to current state law. 248-539-9797. 97.1 The Ticket.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Auto Parts.